Gogs and Mhlongo with you until midday and taking your reactions to the Concord judgment, which has clarified the power of the National Assembly Speaker Bale Gambete to allow a secret ballot for the motion of no confidence in the president and his cabinet, and also clarifying and emphasizing the allegiance foremost to the republic, to the will and the interest of the people, of members of parliament who, even though get into parliament through a list by their parties, more importantly, the Concord emphasizing that they are public servants of the constitution, also saying they should be upholding the values of accountability, loyalty to the constitution, responsive accountability, and saying they're constitutional actors. Also spoke of faithfulness to the republic and the constitution. And so now it's simply not enough for the governing party to say that they cannot vote with the opposition, perhaps, or that they cannot be asked to put the country first, when in fact one of the things that the Concord judgment today, which was unanimous, has emphasized is that they can be asked that, or saying, you know, this is actually part of your core work as constitutional servants, is accountability, responsiveness and faithfulness to the republic and the constitution. So it's simply not enough going forward for parties to say, certainly the governing party to say, we can't be asked to put the country first. In fact, now they can. Bandile in Bramfontein, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Bandile.
Yeah. So my comment is, I think it's a good judgment, and sort of in hindsight, what most people were looking for, I think, was for the Constitutional Court to declare that there had to be a secret ballot. And I think in hindsight, that would have been a much more untenable position to defend, because it does, as the CJ was saying, it does encroach sort of on separation of powers.
Mm-hmm.
But my big thing is sort of the what next, given a worst case scenario, right? So as much as we can call for the members of parliament to be accountable to the people, it's still possible even now for people, for those members of parliament to think about the political risk and personal risk they suffer. Because, you know, given internal factions, you might be able to pick out who are the people who voted against the president. So they wouldn't be willing still. There's still more political work to be done to actually convince those people, even if it was a secret ballot, to vote the president out.
Mm.
So my thing, there's that issue. And then the other big issue, again, now that the legal issue's been resolved, it's still a political question. You saw delaying tactics given, you know, the whole pay back the money saga, where there are political / legal maneuvers you can make to delay the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
My question that I'd like to know, maybe from some of your listeners, is it possible for opposition parties to sort of shut down parliament, right? To say, look, now that we know that legally it's possible to have a secret ballot, the work of parliament does not move on, Madam Speaker, unless you enforce this, unless we have a secret ballot sort of immediately or as a matter of urgency.
So similar to what the EFF was doing, I mean, one of the things they said ahead of the State of the Nation address is they wouldn't let the president speak until he'd addressed certain issues, certainly with regards to the Ngandla matter. And there were big questions around, well, so what is the efficacy of... is that the right way to go about it? Because if then Parliament can't do its work, then, you know, what about the function of Parliament, which is around some of the work it does? But perhaps that may be one of the routes, and we'll look to speak to some of the opposition parties, if not on the show, then other shows on the stations, to say, you know, what is the plan if there is a delay, if the Speaker says she won't consider the secret ballot, what then? And I don't know if the disruption would give the kind of response they want. I mean, the EFF has tried it before, and Parliament almost functioned without them, or the President in speaking over them. And I don't know if that gives same kind of impact.
Sure, but I mean, on the other level, there's disrupting the State of Nation address and maybe disrupting all of the work of Parliament. So if opposition parties stand together and say, look, we're not going to consider bills, we're not going to sit on standing committees, nothing, so leaving an event like the State of Nation Address, I'm considering the whole of the work of Parliament. If you say if you don't have this vote of no confidence by a secret ballot, all of Parliament shuts down. And I wonder if that's possible, or is it just the numbers game such that all committees, or maybe all critical committees, can still move forward even though they haven't produced quorum to vote on things? Or I'd be interested to know what those power dynamics look like.
Thank you very much, Bandile. And of course, the other thing, speaking of numbers, is for the motion to succeed, opposition parties would need members of the ANC caucus, even if it were a secret ballot, to vote along with them. So there's also that due diligence, or they need to ensure that that happens, that they have enough members from the ANC caucus that would vote with them. Natalie on Twitter saying, will the ANC risk an entire cabinet having to resign post a motion of no confidence being passed? Or do they now urge Zuma to resign before, because this particular motion of no confidence, section 102, would see the president, the deputy president, and the cabinet resign. So that's the other issue which Natalie's correctly pointing out, that will the party risk that, not just the president, but themselves as members of cabinet. Mandla in Pretoria, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Mandla. Your thoughts on the Concord judgment?
It's simple. We are back to square one. There's no victory in this thing. We can try to color code it the way we want. At the end of the day, the Constitutional Court cannot. And it was clear that, for me, it was a futile exercise for those parties, the UDM, to go to the Constitutional Court. Because at the end of the separation of power, as Moeng Moeng has already articulated, you know, on his judgment, to say, look, Baleka, the speaker, he can, if she wants to, conduct a secret vote. But as Moeng Moeng was saying, that there's a risk as well on that. That, you know, for some reason, money can be can play a big part in that. Mm-hmm. Buying votes, you know, there was a secret. You don't know who voted for who.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have transparency for those who don't want to Zuma, even from the ANC. Let them raise their hands, even if they risk their jobs. You know, if one want to say to me, you are loyal to the Constitution, you have to be loyal to the Constitution. Before the Constitution, keep people first. I can tell you now, I can give you an example. We want to praise this Constitution, but it's oppressive. In the Bill of Rights, they say that everyone has a right to water and housing and all. And we know those things are not happening. We still have clean toilets. We still have buckets. And we know that. So politics and politicians are playing a game. Do you think a DA member will be loyal to ANC parliamentarian? No, no chance. Or EFF, no chance. There's a system in parliament which was adopted, the same constitution we are talking about. Majority rules. If there's a deadlock, you vote. It's simple as that. The issue of the method is that, and I'm happy, I'm very, very happy, that for those ones who want to be chameleons, who want to hide behind a political conscience, they are there, they've got a mandate. You know, that issue of floor crossing is no longer in place, where people who want to go to parliament, he knows that he's coming from a small party, and then he realized that this party in the next election he stands no chance of getting to parliament. He changed, he jumped to the ANC, or he jumps to the DA. You know, I'm saying to you, Baleka and the ANC, I can tell you now, that secret vote won't happen. And I think it's good for the country. If there are people who are so passionate to remove Jacob Zuma, let them raise their hands. Let them that open a vote.
Thank you
very
much.
Why are you hiding yourself?
Thank you very much.
Why are you hiding yourself?
We're going to have to leave it at that. That's Mandla in Pretoria.